Welcome to the Métis Settlement Roundup. Joining us today, Dave LaMouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council. You're both in your first year in your roles, and exciting things have been happening across the settlements.
We were first elected in November the 17th of 2022. So we've been here for a bit over a year. So, and we've been, when we first came in, we were mandated to do some building relationships with the provincial government and with the federal government. So our main focus was to have that relationship with both levels of government so we could advance our, our settlements to a place where we were to a better governance, I guess. We're on this mission on some other stuff, like recognition of our rights. And I'm just trying to figure out how I can say that to you without trying to open a Pandora box here. But what we're trying to do is, set new goals for the Métis Settlements of Alberta, get our rights recognized. Also, work towards some kind of a good relationship with both levels of government. Working towards sustainability for the Métis Settlements of Alberta.
And what about you, Brenda?
The work that we have in front of us is challenging, but it's been invigorating. For me, it's been a learning lesson. Dave's been in this for a lot longer than I have. So for me, it's been a really good learning lesson as to, historic moments throughout the settlements, how long we've been around, and the people that have had their hand in developing the agreements that we have, as well as developing the settlements themselves. So it's been a great learning experience.
Dave, a question for you. With your experience in hockey, how does being president of the MSGC reflect skills you used in hockey, and how have your life skills prepared you for this role?
That's a very good question. Mostly I remember all the battle scars that I had during hockey. I'm just kidding. I think being a hockey player, you got to know what your goals are. And in order to achieve those goals, well, you got to have some good strategic planning. You got to have a good team behind you. You got to build a good team that's going to be able to support you as well in your endeavor. And what you're, if we sort of use hockey as an analogy, our offense is the strategic planning that we do, and also what's our main focus and what's the purpose of our our government, and what are we there to achieve? So when you develop your offense, obviously there's going to be a defense on the other side. Where, the people that you're negotiating with, whether it's government, whether it's industry, there's always a pushback on what you're trying to achieve, mainly because, cost is always an issue. But, you go through a lot of adversity, you go through battles, and, you win some, you lose some. And, sometimes it's good, sometimes you come on the losing side, or sometimes you come on the winning side. But I think hockey is a good analogy because, it's about teamwork and building a good team and having that support, not just from your team members that work with you, but also the fans are your members that support you back home at the ground level. So kind of like in a nutshell, but there's more to it. However, that's what I see similarities in it.
Brenda, for those less familiar with settlements, what are some of the key features of settlements that make the history compelling and the communities unique?
Some of our listeners out there probably don't know that as of November of this year, 2024, the settlements will have been in existence for 86 years. So 86 years of partnership with our province. The history that we have is very rich. We're in the process of actually documenting that. There's eight of us, originally 12. Our fathers of the settlements, they're called the Big Five. And it was those guys who actually negotiated for the land. And today, we actually steward 1.25 million acres of lands. We have local government, self-government in the settlement. We have 8 settlements that have 5 councillors per. So we have a general council of 40 members. And it's these 40 members who determine what happens on the settlement and determine our self-government path, and along with Dave and I. And those guys are the ones who deliver the self-government and programs at the local level on a daily basis. And during the fires that we had last year, our local leadership did a wonderful job of protecting our people and our land.
You're listening to the Métis Settlement Roundup with Dave Lamouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to the Métis Settlement Roundup with Dave Lamouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council. Have you got some upcoming events or activities you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, we've got a few things that are happening up in the, not just the general council, but I'm pretty sure there's some stuff happening out in the settlements, usually some annual events. We have our spring artisan market. We haven't set a date yet, but there's an annual pro rodeo at Buffalo Lake. Actually, the only pro rodeo, sanctioned pro rodeo, in any indigenous community in Canada, Buffalo Lake Métis Settlement, yeah?
Do you need a rodeo clown? Because I happen to know a guy.
Oh, yeah, I think that Ricky Tiki, what's his name?
Ricky Tiki.
Yeah, well, I was going to offer myself, but no, I'm good.
Oh, okay, well, who knows? I mean, there's some burps there, so you might just fit right in Buffalo Lake. Maybe you're related to somebody there. And, you know, there's usually a rodeo in Kikino as well. They call the Silver Birch Rodeo Celebration Days, and that's usually in August. And they have a beautiful beach there, you know, the Silver Beach, swimming, fishing, boating, or nice campgrounds, really good hosts in their event. And you know, there's always something for everybody. I remember they had rides for the kids and some flat races, you know, so all kinds of activities there. But yeah, no, those, we're planning a golf tournament sometime, I think, in July. Posting that here pretty quick on our website. Now, Brandy, you have something to say?
And just to add to that, Dave, you know, each of our settlements, you know, we have our own unique culture, even at the settlement level. So we host various events. Family Day just went by. Fishing Lake Métis Settlement is going to be hosting a fishing derby on March 2nd. We all host traditional cultural camps. I know that Gift Lake does a really good job there on their traditional camps. And so all year long, settlements will host events to celebrate culture and to celebrate the vibrancy that we have within our Métis settlement.
Now, we're going to be doing this program twice a month. What do you want to cover for listeners, and what do you hope their takeaway is?
Today was sort of an introduction of who we are, and, you know, we're hoping to be more informative to the public out there of who we are, the Métis settlements of Alberta. And, you know, if we can promote our people and, you know, their talents, and also learn more about who we are. And we're a big part of Alberta. I mean, like I said, like I think Brenda said earlier, we're stewards of land of 1.25 million acres, and it consists of 8 Métis settlements. You know, that's a huge territory. It's the size of actually Prince Edward Island. We have our own governance systems, you know, and we govern ourselves. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we also would like to introduce, you know, sometimes maybe some Cree language. And, you know, I think that would help out a lot. We have a little bit of different dialect between Woodland Cree, which the 4 Western settlements are in, and then the Plains Cree, which are the 4 Eastern settlements are in. However, we totally understand each other, and most of it is actually pretty the same. But a little bit of a dialect, we say TAL, I guess, at the end of our most of our words, and then Treaty 6 area, or I'd say the eastern settlements are more in the thick sort of that's how they end their words. So, and not all the time, but most words. So, anyways, yeah, that's our, I think, to try and get people to notice or to know that who we are. And, you know, we just want to get our story out there.
We're hoping that us going on the radio and reaching out to the listeners, they will know we've been quiet for a little while in terms of our settlements, and we want to share the history that we have, the culture that we have, and to let people know that the settlements, Alberta settlements, are still here. We still thrive. We're out there doing a lot of different things, and it's just a good way for people to know who we are, for our own members to know who we are, and to know that we're out there doing taking care of things.
Now let's talk about the listeners. Would you like to hear from them?
Yes, definitely. We would like to hear from our members. We hope to invite our leadership to come on and say hello to their members. And we'd like to have a friendly information share on a regular basis to let the listeners know what we could be doing, and for our leaders to hear from our members.
And then just to add to that, maybe. We're hoping to come out to the communities this summer, inform the membership what we're doing and where we're at on our goals, and what we want to accomplish for the Métis settlements in Alberta. So, and I think the biggest one right now on our radar is the recognition of our rights. And how that's going to look between us, the province, and the federal government.
You've been listening to the Métis Settlement Roundup with Dave LaMouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council.